God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Truth About Temptation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The greatest destroyer and killer of mankind on the planet is not war, it's not disease, it's not famine, it's sin. Because had it not been for sin, these things would not have been. Now here's the thing, we've talked about this before. You're there in Romans 7, go back to 6, the last verse, what is it, 6:23. And what does it say there, 6:23? The what?
The wages.
The wages of sin is what?
Death.
Is death. Now you'll find also throughout that latter part of that chapter, he keeps referring to the law of sin. Somebody say law.
Law.
Now look down at the 8th chapter and the first verse. We just got through quoting this, and man, this is such a wonderful shouting verse here. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2, what does it say?
The law of the Spirit.
For the what?
The law.
Somebody say law.
The law.
The law. What is a law? A law is something that is established. It works the same way everywhere, all the time. Right? It's a law. An established principle in the creation of God. You know, you do this, and this happens. Not just for some people, not just part of the time. It happens everywhere, all the time. It's a law. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from what? From the law of sin and death. Is sin and death a law? Is there a higher law that'll set you free? There's a law of gravity, right? You jump off the barn, you go down. Not just on Tuesdays. You jump off the barn, you go down. I don't care what color you are, which gender you are, you jump off the barn. If you didn't finish third grade, or if you got four doctorates, you jump off the barn. Come on, help me out now. Why? It's a law. And for century after century after century, man's feet stayed planted solidly on terra firma because of that law, and they could only wistfully look up in the skies and try to imagine what it would be to soar like an eagle, to soar like a bird, until some folks discovered another law. Oh, somebody get ready to shout. Come on. Another law. It didn't do away with the law of gravity, but it was a law that enabled you to supersede. Oh, come on. People learned about the law of lift. And that if you'd push a windfall through the air with enough speed, it would actually lift right off the ground. And it just sounds shocking. And when the Wright brothers were trying to do their thing at Kitty Hawk, people, everybody believed. It was coming all over the world. Well, if God would have intended man to fly, he would have created him with wings. And in just a few decades, something as big as a 747 with hundreds of people, hundreds of thousands of pounds of fuel and mass and weight, lift right up off the ground. even though gravity is working just like it always did, there is a law of sin and death. But there's another law. Woo, there's another law. Come on, tell me what that other law is. It is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And it has the power to set you free. Woo, free from the law of sin and death. Now, he had said in chapter 7, he talked about the terribleness of sin, one translation says. And we need still a greater revelation of this. People view sin too lightly. They talk about sin too lightly. You hear people say, well, you know, what's the big deal? We'll just, they're talking about before they do something they know is wrong, we'll just 1 John 1, 9 it afterwards. Friend, that's a serious thing. And I'm believing God, before we get through tonight, we can get some revelation of this. How many would agree sin is a terrible, terrible thing? Yes, it's what put Jesus on the cross. Yes. It's why He had to come. It is the cause of all the babies suffering, all the war cruelty, all the famine, all the disease, every terrible thing that has ever happened on this planet is because of its mother sin and father Satan, the destroyer. And he could have done nothing except for the sin that led him in. And if you and I have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and He's cleaned us from sin, and forgiven us, and washed us, why in the world would we want to open the door to more sin in our life after we've been clean? Why would we view it as a small thing? How many know that it has to be that Adam and Eve had no clue what was about to happen when they sinned against God? There's no way they saw the suffering of humanity. There's no way they knew the anguish and torment that men and women and innocents would endure generation after generation after generation after generation. Do you think they, in good conscience, could have gone through with that? Looking in all humanity's faces? What am I talking about? The wages of sin, come on, is death. It's a law. What is the law? The sin goes with the death. The death goes with the sin. There is no such thing as sin without death. Lord, help us to get this settled. Help us to get this in us. When the devil is out there lying to them, telling them they can sin and not die, is he lying to them? But they bought into it, didn't they? Particularly Eve, the Bible said she was deceived. And Adam, even more serious, wasn't deceived. He saw where it was going. But for whatever reasons, both of them did it. Ever since that day, he does the same thing with you, with me, with everybody. What's he telling you? Oh, it's a million different ways and phrases and suggestions and imaginations, but the bottom line's the same. You can do it and not die. You can do it without it costing you. You can do it without getting caught. You can do it and nobody will know. You can do it. Somebody tell me lie. Say lie. It's a lie. Why? Because it's a law. Oh, I got four people with me. Is it a law? Tell me what the law is. The law of what? Sin. Come on, tell me the other part. And death. What's the law? The law of gravity. Jump off the barn. What? When? Every time? For everybody? Can you jump off the barn and not go down? It's a law. No matter what you throw off, who jumps off, it's a law. And when you sin, tell me what the law is. Death every time, for everybody, everywhere, does not matter. Death. There's no such thing as somebody that sinned and didn't have death. No such thing. Go with me, if you would, in the Scripture to Samuel. 2 Samuel 11. I have heard people refer to David, King David, in talking about sin. And basically use it to justify themselves. And use it to minimize sin. Do you know what I'm talking about or not? I've heard it numerous times. I've heard it with preachers. I've heard it with men and women. I've heard it with numerous people. They blew it. They messed up. They sinned. And a lot of times, even though people have sinned, they don't want it to cost them anything. They say, well, God forgives. And so, because He forgives me, you're supposed to forgive me too. And their interpretation of that is that my life does not change. It doesn't cost me. Tell me about the law again. There's a law that when you sin, what happens? Death occurs. Now James, we read that last week. James goes into that. He tells you exactly how temptation operates and how the law of sin and death works in it. He said, let nobody say when they're tempted, I'm tempted of God. He said, never say that. Because God cannot be tempted with evil, neither does He tempt any man. But every man, notice the language, who does this work with? Every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust, his own desire, his own longing, and enticed. And what is it going to talk about? Put it up for me if you would, guys. James, just hold your place here in 2 Samuel. When lust has conceived, what happens? Now, we've heard this so many times that it just kind of goes right over our head. Let's say, use different words. When there is a longing conception, when does conception occur? After and during longing. And this is longing for something that you know is wrong.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Overcoming Temptation, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R903F. That's R903F. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.